Okay, good vacher bovzai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf mem. Here in Eretz Yisrael, Pesach is unfortunately over. In Chutz Laretz, you have a zchus of having an extra day. So you'll probably be listening to this the day after, if you are listening to this at all. But yeah, my kids asked me if we could go to America to have an extra day of Pesach. So I told them, definitely not this year, and we have a tremendous source of living in Eretz Yisrael, but either way, I get the enthusiasm, but L'maisa, pizza store is open, and we will be going there tomorrow, Mitzvah. But either way, yes, so today's Daf is Shabbos Daf Mem. We are holding at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We've been talking about the Takana of washing yourself with hot water that was heated up before Shabbos, with cold water. Washing yourself and rinsing yourself on Shabbos / Yom Tov. We're holding here. I'm a Rabbi Bar Baruchan, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. About seven or eight lines up. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. We had just had a machlokes. If you look at the first, wide line, lo yishtatef adam kol gufo be'mecham ve'mitzonin. That's Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to rinse yourself. You're not even allowed to shower with hot or cold water, regardless of whether the water was heated up for Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Mater, Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda picks and chooses. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bechamin Aser, if you have hot water that was heated up before Shabbos, it's Aser, right, even though it was heated up before Shabbos. But Bitzonin, with cold water, then it is Mutter. So the Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that, like we just quoted. Amalei Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Bar Rachana, Beferish Shmielacha o Mechlala Shmielacha. Did you hear that beferish from Rabbi Yochanan? Did you hear that explicitly from him? Or did you infer that from something else that he said? My klala, what would you have inferred it from? Amar Rabbi Tamachon, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Amar Rav, should be Amar Rebbe, because Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Yanai and quoted Rebbe that said, Kol makom shatam otze shayim cholken ve'echad machriya, halacha kedivrei hamachriya. Any place where you have two people arguing, i.e. two Tanaim arguing, and the third Tana comes and says, kind of machria, he kind of decides. He's like the deciding factor, almost. Like, it comes after two opinions. So the halacha is like the third guy. Chutz. Except for a case we had about 10 blot ago. In Chutz mikuli matlanios. The case is the kuli matlanios. If you remember, on Chaf Tes Mabe, Amud Aleph, if you flip back over there towards the bottom. So the Gemara there was talking about whether, if you remember the Tumen Taras sugyas we had in the second parak, there the case was a piece of cloth that was that used to be a kli. They used it as a shmata, and now they wanted to use it as like a bath stopper or something. So you had a three way machlokas over there. Right, it's not. If you're like six lines up in that Gemara over there on Chav Tesim and Aleph. So, pachos mishlosh al shlosh, you have something that's less than 3x3 tzvachim, a piece of cloth, shetkinu lepkak bo es hamerchatz, to stop up a bathhouse. Right, another couple of examples, the Gemara says, bein min amuchan, bein shalom min amuchan, tamei. Whether it was pre-designated before Shabbos / Yom Tov or not, regardless, it's tamei, meaning it has, it's betoras kli, it's considered a useful utensil. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Yeshua says whether it was muchan or not, it's tahor. It's not a kli. It's still less than 3x3 tvachim, and therefore it is not considered a kli. And Rabbi Akiva was the machria. He picked and chose. Whatever the phrase is. Rabbi Akiva Omer min hamuchan tamei v'shalom min hamuchan tahor. If it was prepared Erev Shabbos, then it's Tameh, then it is considered a Kli, but if it's not prepared Erev Shabbos, then it's just considered a Shmata, and you happen to use it to stop up the bathhouse, so that is still Tahor. So over there, that's the only exception to this rule, that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. If you're back in our Gemara now, if you flip back to Lamed Tes Amud Beis, so Chutz, I'm three lines up, Chutz Mikoli Matlanios, except for that case that we just quoted. Shafal Pish, Rabbi Eliezer, Machmer, Rabbi Yeshua Mekel, Rabbi Akiva Machria, even though you have three Shitas, and Rabbi Akiva is the Machria, ain't Halacha Kedivriya Machria, and Halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. Chada, first of all, because the Rabbi Akiva Talmudu, because Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud, and he's not, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, so he can't outvote them. V'od, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, right? As the Gemara goes on to explain, if you remember, so Rabbi Akiva took back his shita, so the halacha is not like him. But in general, the halacha is like the machria, it's like the third opinion. So if you inferred that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda from the fact that he's simply the third opinion, and he kind of decides between the two, the machria and the mekil, so if you imply that that's the halacha from that, so that's a problem. The Gemara says, wait a minute, you do... If you inferred from that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, what's the problem? You just told me that the halacha is like the third guy in all cases, except for that one case 10 blad ago. Well, so that proves that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Skomar says, no, Dilma, honey, mili b'masnisin. Maybe that rule is only by mishnais. Avol b'braisa lo, but in a braisa, which braisas are less authoritative, right? Braisas were left out of the mishnais by Rebbe, or Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when he compiled them, so they have, for what it's worth, less, kind of like, they carry less weight. So maybe that rule does not apply by a Braisa. So don't infer from that rule that the halacha is necessarily like Rabbi Yehuda in our Braisa. So I'm like, either way, the point is moot, because on a Befer Shmele, I heard it exactly from him, from Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, fine. Now, we had mentioned in the previous daf that it is usur to wash or even kind of rinse or shower a person's entire body on Shabbos with hot water, even if the water is heated before Shabbos, right? That halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he says, that with cold water it's mutter, but with hot water, even if it was heated before Shabbos, it is usur. And Idmar, let's talk about this a little bit more. Chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. We had hot water that was heated up erev Shabbos. Rav Amar Lamacha Rochets Bahem Kol Gufo. Rav says on the next day, meaning Shabbos, you can wash your entire body, ever, one limb at a time. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Lo itiru lirchot elaponav yadov v'raglav. You're only allowed to wash your hands, your face, your hands, and your legs. And again, just to repeat, this is not, we're not going to come to Aliba the Hilchasa, right? If you learn these Gemaras, Aliba the Hilchasa, it's Kedai to you know, look in the Shulchan Aruch and study this further. Don't just, you know, come out of this with like, well, I guess I can, I don't know, shower on Yom Tov. There's definitely more to it, but again, just in terms of Daf Yomi, so this is the topic we're talking about. And this is where they get it from. The discussion of showering and bathing, and you're going to see at the end of the Daf swimming on Shabbos. This is where all those halachas come out of, but definitely don't take these Gemaras Aliba de Hilchasa. Mesive, we have a question. We ask a question on Rav. Hold on. Chamin shochmu me'erev Shabbos l'macha rochets b'hen panav yada v'raglav avaloko gufo. Right? Seems pretty straightforward. Rav said you can wash your entire body one limb at a time. So this Brisa says, if you have water that was heated up erev Shabbos, you can wash your hands, your face, and your legs, but not your whole body. So tiyuf de Rav, that seems pretty clear against Rav. So I'm like, Rav says, no, lo kol gufo b'vasachas ela ever. No, Rav says, you can't wash your whole body at once, you can only wash one limb at a time. V'panav yadav raglav katani ke'ein panav yadav raglav. What did the Braisa mean when it said hands, face, and feet? Meaning that's the process by which you can wash your entire body. You can just wash them one limb at a time, and that Braisa does not refute his shita at all. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Lo hitiru lirchutz b'chamish yochum erev Shabbos el panav yadav raglav. They did not allow you to wash your with hot water that was heated up erev Shabbos, except for your hands, face, hands, and feet. It says same answer. Achanami ke'in panav yadav raglav. Really, what it means is it's like you would wash your face, hands, and feet, but you can only wash, in other words, ever one limb at a time. So finally, Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. Now we have a proof that Shmuel is correct. You have hot water that was heated up erev Shabbos. You can wash your face, your hands, and your feet. Have a low cold gufo ever. Oh, that's explicit. You cannot wash your entire body, even if you do it one limb at a time. And you don't even have to tell me if the hot water was heated up on yontif. That is also usur. Rabba masni la lahash maitza derav behailishna. Rabba learned this whole give and take with Rav a little bit differently. Chamin shochmu be'erev Shabbos, if you have hot water that's heated up erev Shabbos, lo machar amar Rav rochitz behen kol gufo. Rav's shita is that you can wash your entire body, umishayer aver echad, and you can leave out one limb. Not that you have to wash it one limb by limb, but you can leave out one limb. Eisvei, I'll bring a question. Kohani Tiyufta, all these questions that get, you know, that were against Rav and Tiyufta, and we do disprove his sheet. Okay, so the halacha there in that scenario is like Shmuel. Amrle Rav Yosef Labaye Rabba Labaye Rav Yosef said to Abaye Rabba Kika Ovid Geshmite de Rav. Did Rabba do like Rav? Did Rabba, right, Rabba who quoted this, right? Rabba had a different opinion of, you know, different recording of Rav Shita. Did Rabba hold like Rav or not? Amrle Lo Yadana. He said, I don't know. All right, Abaye said, "Better of Yosef." I don't know. Abaye was, as we pointed out before, Abaye was raised in Rabba's house. Stam Abaye would know what Rabba did, and therefore Rav Yosef asked him what he held like, and he said, "I don't know." So the Gemara says, "One second, Mighty Boylecha, Mighty Boyle, what question is he asking? Pshita de lo Avid de Hayit Yosef. Didn't we spend the last 5 minutes telling you that Rav's Shita is rejected? So what was he asking him?" So Gemara simply says, maybe maybe he didn't hear that that his opinion had been rejected. So Gemara says, "Vi lo shmiale vade avid." And if he didn't hear about the tiyufta, right, he for sure would have held like Rav. Like, what, I mean, what kind of question is it? If you're telling me he didn't hear about all the tiyufta stuff, so obviously he held like Rav. Damar Abaye, because Abaye says, "Call Mili Damar Ovid Karav." Right? Abaye said that Rabba, Mili Damar, the master's things, meaning Rabba was Abaye's master. So, right, as we mentioned, is Rebbe. So, in terms of Rabba, he did like Rav, Bar Mehani Tlus, David Kishmuel, except for these three cases where he did like Shmuel. And again, we had this earlier, and when we're talking about Chanukah. The three cases where he held like Shmuel was Matila made beged with beged. You can take tzitzis, strings tzitzis from one beged to the next. Malikim miner miner. You can light one candle to the next. For halacha Rabbi Shimon begreira, and halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. If you're dragging a bench, and you may come to cause a ditch, so darush and miskaven is motor. So the Gemara says, so what kind of question? Obviously, he holds like Rav. Rabba held like Rav, except for those three cases. This is not one of those three cases. So the Gemara says, no, kechumre de Rav. Ovid, Kikuli de Rav, lo Ovid. No, what Abaye meant is that Rabba only did Rav's chumras, except for those three. This case is a case, Rav is the Mekil, Rav is a kula, that you're allowed to wash your whole body, or except, you know, Aver, or except for one limb. So the question still stood. That was a valid question in terms of whether, you know, he held like him or not. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Merchat Shepachko Nekovov Meriv Shabbos. Just to give a little bit of a, in terms of how the bathhouses back in the day worked, apparently, not that I know this, but apparently the bathhouses basically used to have like fire underneath, and they would have these vents with which they heated the bathhouses. In the water. If you close these vents, yeah, if you close the vents, Merchas Shepachku Nekavav literally means you closed up the holes, but basically you close the vents Erev Shabbos. On Matzah Shabbos, Rochets Bo Miad. You can wash in that bathhouse right away because the water is not heated, or the place is not heated, right? The water is not heated on Shabbos at all. Paku Nekavav Me'erev Yantif. If you did the same thing, if you closed these vents Erev Yantif, so Lamachar on Yantif Nichnas Umezia, you're allowed to go for a Shvitz V'yotzei Umishtatev, and you can go and then wash yourself off Bebeis Achitzon outside, in like the shower room outside of the Beis HaMerchatz. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Ma'aseh B'Merchatz Shel Bnei Brak. There's a story about this Merchatz in Bnei Brak, which would undoubtedly nowadays be closed, Rachman Islam, because of the corona. Shepaku Nikava of Erev Yom Tov, they closed up the vents on Erev Yom Tov, and Lamacha Nechnas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva went in, they zirubo, and they took a shvitz, the yatsu, and they came out, and ishtatfu, and they rinsed themselves, washed themselves, showered quickly, the vesachitzon, and that room outside, in the shower room, outside, el shacham and shalo mechupin v'nisarim. The hot water, meaning bathhouses back in the day, they had these big tubs, right? If you can imagine a big bath, perhaps a communal bath. But the water, meaning the tub in the bath area, the chamin shalom, meaning the hot water, there was Mechubed Ben Sarim, was covered over with like a board. And so they had like a pool cover. Not only did they close the vents in Bnei Brak, but they were extra machmir, and they you know, they closed over the bath area just to make sure nobody thought that anybody was, you know, going in and using the bathhouse. Again, with water that was heated up on, you know, and then when people told the Chachamim about this, so Amru Afal Pisha Ein Chamin Shelo Mechupin Ben Isarim, right? They said even though, even in a bathhouse where you don't have this extra pool cover over the bath, it's still mutter to do that, to go in and get a shvitz and then wash off. Misharabu Ovrei Avera, but when people, the Averas, when the Bali Avera, you know, increased, when the sinners multiplied, and we'll see what that means in a second, Hitchilu Lesor Ambatu Shel Krachin. They started and said that, you know, even to go in for a schwitz is usur. Okay. Ambatir shel krachim, bathhouses in big cities, metail bahem, you can take a stroll, you can kind of like chill out in them. Ve'enu choshesh, and we're not concerned, that's not considered going in for a schwitz. But what you're going to see is this, but because they were bigger. But the smaller ones, right, it was inevitable that it would be steamy. Right, you can imagine the big city bathhouses were bigger to accommodate more people, so it was more airy and there was more room, and it wasn't necessarily, if you walked through it, you weren't necessarily going to schwitz. But in the smaller ones, in like the little villages and cities and whatnot, so you know, just because you walked in there, you would start perspiring, and that would be a problem. Okay, my over yavera. What is this? What do you mean, the sinners? People started being over on these sins. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum bar Kafra. But back in the day, they used to wash themselves off in hot water. That's talking about Yontif or even Shabbos. Stop too early. My bad. But back in the day, they used to wash themselves off with hot water that was heated before Shabbos. Hitchilu hablanim, the bathhouse workers, the people who would heat up the water, but they started lahachem b'Shabbos, and they started to heat up the water on Shabbos itself. For omrim, and they would tell the people coming in, me'erev Shabbos uchmu, that it was heated up erev Shabbos. Right, trying to make a quick buck, right? Trying to make sure they stay open, trying to make sure the customers are happy. Well, they heated the water on Shabbos, but they told them it was heated on Erev Shabbos. So then, Asru Zacham and Vetiru Sazeya. So then they said, you know what? All right, we can't let you use the hot water on Shabbos, even if it was heated up from Erev Shabbos, because these people, unfortunately, are taking advantage of the situation. But Hitiru Sazeya, but they allowed you to go in for a schwitz, because who doesn't enjoy a good schwitz? Vadayin Hayu Rochtzin Bechamen, but then they still... they still ended up washing them. People would end up washing in this hot water. For Umrim Mezian Anachna, when people would say, we're just going in for a schwitz, and then quickly they would kind of jump into the bath and use this hot water to wash themselves. So then Asru Lehem Nesazaya. So then they said, even the schwitz is Asru. Ve'tiru Chamit Tiveria. And they said, no, but if you're not in a bathhouse, if you're in the Chamit Tiveria, these springs in Tiveria, that's Mutter. But people still ended up washing themselves with hot water that was heated by fire in these bathhouses. When people would say, no, where did you go for a bath? I went to the hot springs in Tveria. But really, the guy went to the bathhouse. So then, so they said, you know what? All right, we can't even allow you to go to the hot springs in Tveria. Right, these people messed it up for everybody. And they allowed, but they said, it is mutter to wash in cold water. Rosh Ein Adavar Omid Lahem, they saw that they really couldn't stand with that gzera. Rashi writes, Shelo Hayu Tzibur Yichol Mekabel Mitoch Sh'asr Lahem as a kol. Right, they asked everything, and people weren't being mekabel it. So therefore, Hitiru Lahem Chamit Tveria V'zeya B'mkoma Omedas. They allowed them to go back into the Chamit Tveria, but it was usur to go in to a regular bathhouse and take a shvitz. Okay, so Amar Rava. Haiman de Avar Adarabana, Lemikler, Shari Lemikrele Avariana. You're allowed to call someone who violates the Rabbanan a sinner. And obviously, that's, you know, what we just called these people. The Ovre Avera, we're talking about, they were violating a sinner Rabbanan. Kiman, who's that? Like Kiaitana. Like this Tana, which we just said, you know, the people, again, we just told that whole story. Okay. Ambatia Shokrach and Metal Behem Enochoshe, right? You're allowed to walk through these big bathhouses in the big cities, And you're not concerned, people are not going to think you're going in for a shvitz. Amarava, davka krochen, aval kfar and lo. That's only in the big cities, as we pointed out before, that's only in the big cities, but in little cities, that's not true, because my timeout, what's the reason? Came into Zuchin, Nafish, Avalayu, because since they're small, right, the bathhouses in the villages are not so big, so inevitably, right, the bath, hot bath, is going to give off steam, and you walk in there, and even walking through them to get from one side to the next is going to end up taking a shvitz, and you end up, that's not going to work out. Okay. Tano Rabbanan. Mischamim Adam Kenegan Amadura V'yotze. A person is allowed to warm himself next to a fire and leave the room. And kind of wash himself off with cold water. As long as you don't do the opposite. As long as you don't heat yourself up, wash yourself off, and then go heat yourself up. Because what happens? You're going to heat the water or warm up. Mafshir, like poshar, is kind of like lukewarm. We have in the mikvah in Harnof, you have cham, tzonen, warm, cold, and poshar, which is kind of room temperature. It's really warmer than that. So it's like warm, I would say. So because what are you going to do? You're going to end up warming up the water that you just showered in. You shower yourself cold water, go next to the fire. You're going to end up warming the water. That is going to be an issue. Right, Tosa says it's not a malacha daraisa. Right, Rashi Tosa is over there on top. Malacha darasurin mefarish riva the doma kerochets b'mayim chamin v'yavir leheicham. It's a din derabbanan because it seems like you're washing yourself in warm water. Okay, Tana rabbanan we learned in a braisa. Meicham adam aluntis. You're allowed to heat up a towel. And put it on your stomach, right? In hot water compress, right? Person has a stomach ache, you're allowed to use this, some sort of hot water situation with a towel. As long as you don't bring a hot pot, or I guess a kettle, a kumkum, right? A kettle of water, shamayim chamim of hot water. And put that on your stomach, right? You definitely can't put the kettle. As you can imagine, is not a good idea. And that's not a Hilchos Shabbos issue. That is a sakana issue. Rashi says, so I take it back. So Rashi says over here that it also is a Hilchos Shabbos issue. It's a dindarabbanan because it may be like if you spill that kettle of hot water, so it might be like you're washing yourself with hot water on Shabbos, and even not on Shabbos, it's usur because it's dangerous, as you can probably figure out on your own. Tanu rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. Maybe adam kiton mayim umenicho kineged hamadura. A person is allowed to bring a bottle or a pitcher of water and put it next to a fire. Lo b'shvil sheyichamu, ela b'shvil shetafik tzinoson. Not that it should get hot, but that it should that you should take the chill out of it. Meaning it's cold winter night. Right? People, I guess, if you don't want fridge temperature water, you want regular room temperature water, so you can put it next to the fire, and that's totally fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mevia isha pach shel shemen u'minicho tachas kineged hamadura. A woman can bring a pitcher or a bottle of oil and put that next to the madura. Lo b'shvil sheyivashal, not that it should cook, ela b'shvil sheyafsher, but so that it should get a little bit warm. Again, we're going to talk about right now in terms of temperatures, heating up liquids. We talked about that cooking on Shabbos is you have to cook something to the level of machol ben drusoy, then you'll violate the isur of bishul. In terms of cooking liquids, so to heat up a cold liquid to be over the malacha of bishul the malacha of bishul, so you have to heat it up to yad soledes bo, to the point where we're going to discuss exactly how hot that is in a second. But right, so that's when the Gemara says lo bishvil sheyivashal, not that it should boil, that it should cook, but that it should get warm. Right, that's what it's talking about, or that's meaning that's the reference. That's the the context, that not that it goes it gets up to yad soledes bo, but rather that it gets warm and doesn't reach that temperature. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, isha sika yada shemen, a woman can, instead of bringing the pach of shemen next to the hot fire, you can't do that, but what you can do is you can rub some oil on sika yada, she can anoint her hand with shemen, she can kind of put some shemen on her hand, and then warm up that oil that's on her hand by a fire, Vesika lebna katan, and she can also put oil on her son. Ve'eno chosheshes, and it's not a concern, right, that this is going to lead to chil Shabbos. Right, again, just Rabbi Shimon Gamliel requires an added shinoi. You have to kind of change what you're doing, and we'll discuss that in a second. Okay, so yiboy lehu. Shemen mahu the Tanakama. As we mentioned, the Tanakama didn't talk about shemen. He said, that maybe Adam kiton mayim uminicho kenegin hamadura. He said that you can put a pitcher of water next to the fire, but he didn't mention anything about oil. So the question is, what does he hold? Mahu the Tanakama. Rav Yosef Stamrit Ravayu Leatera, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Leisura. Right, so Machlokas Rav and Rav Yosef versus Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, whether the Tanakama would hold Mutter or Aser. Rav and Rav Yosef Stamrit Ravayu Leatera, according to Rav and Rav Yosef, we say that it would be Mutter, according to Tanakama, Shemen Afalpi Shayetzu Letusbo Mutter. They hold that even if you get oil up to Yetzu Letusbo, it is still Mutter. Kasavar Tanakama, Shemen Imbo Mishum Bishol. Because the Tanakama holds that shemen cannot be cooked, meaning there's no violation of bishul with shemen. Even if you bring oil up to Yad Soledesbo, that's not cooking. That's not considered the malach of cooking on Shabbos. What about water? So obviously water, if you bring water up to Yad Soledesbo, that's the malach of bishul. What's the difference? So we know that bishul, at the crux of bishul, is that you're creating some sort of change in the dish or the item that you are heating. So water, right, obviously regular water is very different than boiling water. Water that boils turns into steam, etc., etc. Oil that boils is still oil, right? It doesn't change. Right? There's no change. It is hotter, that is true, but oil that comes to a boil, that comes to the Yetzer Letusbo, doesn't undergo any physical change. So according to the Tanakama, there's no isser of bringing shemen to Yetzer Letusbo. But also Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Yehuda comes after the Tanakama, right, and says that a woman can put this pitcher of shemen next to the fire. Rabbi Yehuda Vasa, Rabbi Yehuda Lomema, Rabbi Yehuda comes to say, shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. No, you can violate bishul by bringing shemen to Yatzel Letusbo. V'hefshero lo zehu bishulo. But bring it to where it's a posher, where it's like warm, where it's room temperature or lukewarm, that's not considered bishul. Vaza Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Then finally, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes along and says, "Lameimar shemen yesh bo mishum bishul, v'hefshero zehu bishulo." And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even bringing shemen to a lukewarm temperature, that would also be considered bishul. And therefore, as Rashi says, "Hilchak lo kedai sheivashal ela kedai sheyifshar shari shehefshero im mishum bishulo." That's Rabbi Yehuda. And the next one, she says, "Hilchach kin be'inan b'chol lo le'eved elik alachar yad al yedei shinoi." Just rather, the only way that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allows you to warm up oil is with an added shinoi. That's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel adds that aspect of putting it on your hand and warming it up that way. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, but according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that's Amar le'isura. So he said that the Tanakama would hold that it's usher. So what's the progression of the brisa? So shemen aval pishayina yatzol letusbo aser, right? He holds that shemen, even if you don't bring it to yatzol letusbo, it's still aser. Kasavar, and the Tanakama holds that shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. The Tanakama holds that you can violate bishul if you cook shemen. Ve'efsheru zeu bishulo, and bring it to lukewarm temperature is considered bishul. Then, v'asa Rabbi Yehuda l'meimar hefshero lo zeu bishulo. Then Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue and says that bringing shemen to hefshet to lukewarm temperatures is not considered bishul. V'asa Rabbi Shimon Gamliel l'meimar, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes along and says shemen yesh bo mishum bishul, that shemen can be you can violate bishul by cooking shemen. Hefshero zeu bishulo, and bringing it to a lukewarm temperature is considered cooking it, and that will violate the malacha. So the Gemara says, well, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had a Tanakama. According to that understanding, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the Tanakama's sheet. It's the same sheet, though. So the Gemara says, he could be dayu kilachar yad. No, so the only difference is that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel adds this extra, this inyan, that you can do it kilachar yad, you can do it with an added shinoi. But even according to Tanakama, that would be usher. So according to that logic, the Tanakama is the most machmir. Right, according to the first understanding, Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Tanakama is the most mekil, and according to that understanding, the second understanding, the Tanakama is the most machmir. Okay, you can't even do it la kelachar yad. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Echad Shemen Vechad Mayim Yad Soledes Bo Oser. Ein Yad Soledes Bo Moter. And if whether according to Shmuel, whether it's Shemen, whether it's oil, whether it's water. So if you bring it to Yad Soledes Bo, that's Oser. But if you don't bring the liquid to Yad Soledes Bo, that is Moter. Behechi Dami Yad Soledes Bo. How hot is Yad Soledes Bo? Yad Soledes Bo literally means your hand will recoil when touching it. So Rachba kol shekrecho shel tinoch nichves. So Rachba says a little bit of a different shear, not for my hand or your hand, but an adult can tolerate pain a little bit more than a baby. He says kol shekrecho shel tinoch. If the stomach of a baby nichves will get burned, will get scalded by the liquid, so that is really the shear out. So let us suppose it's a little bit less. And the post can then you know that a little bit less than what we would consider you know a point where your hand would recoil from touching it. Again, the post can discuss exactly how hot that is. Am Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Pam Achas Nichnasti Acha Rebbe LeBeis Hamerchatz. Once I went after Rebbe into the Beis Hamerchatz. One second, is it Shabbos? Right, Rashi says B'Shabbos. Uvechame Tveria Haya. Right, they were in Chame Tveria in the springs of Tveria. It was on Shabbos. And I wanted to bring in a kind of a pitcher or a bottle of oil in Bambati, in this pool. He said, no, take it and put it in a kli sheni. Meaning, tolb kli sheni v'ten. Meaning, heat up the bottle of oil in a kli sheni. Meaning, take some oil or take a pitcher and fill up some chame tveria, then pour it into another kli, and then heat up the oil. And she's going to say, "Shema mila tlas." We learn from this three things. Well, just to preface, we're going to learn that a kli sheni cannot bring liquid to yatzaladis bo. That doesn't cook. It doesn't cook as much as a kli rishon. A kli rishon is on the fire. Kli sheni is mentioned the second kli that you pour liquid into. So that does not cook as intensely. So, Shmami Natlas, we learned three things over here. Sorry, I lost the place. Right, okay. Shmami Natlas. Shemen she'esh bo mishum bishul, that you can cook oil, right? Because the case was he wanted to heat up a bottle or something of oil, and he said, no, if you stick at that in the chamit verias, then it's gonna cook and it's going to be awesome. We learn from here that a klisheni cannot bring something to the point where it will cook, where you violate the Isser of Bishul. And we find out, we see that actually getting it to lukewarm temperatures, because the Chamei Tveria, we're not going to bring it to a boil, getting it to lukewarm temperatures, that would count as cooking oil on Shabbos, and it would be Isser. So Gemara says, one second. Heichi Avihachi. How could Rebbe have told him this inside the bathhouse? If Amar Rabbi Rechana Am Yochanan, Bechol Mokom Mutter Laharer, Chutz Mi Beis Hamerchatz, so Beis Akisei. You're allowed to think about Torah and talk about Torah unless you're in a bathhouse or a bathroom. So the Gemara says, V'chitem, and if you'll tell me B'loshon Chol Amar Lei, maybe you'll tell me that he said it in a non-Kodosh language, meaning maybe the only thing that's usher is to talk to him in Hebrew. All right. Loshon HaKodesh, V'amar Abai, but Abai said, no, Dvarim Shel Chol Mutter L'Omrim B'Loshon HaKodesh, you can say regular non-Torah-dic things in Hebrew, in Loshon HaKodesh, but Shel Kodesh, Osir L'Omrim B'Loshon Chol. You're not even allowed to talk Torah in a non-Loshon HaKodesh language. So the Gemara says, you're right, it is also, that is a problem, but if Rishim Esura Shaini, to tell someone not to do an Isser, that's Mutter. Right, you're not allowed to talk Torah in a bathroom or a bathhouse, but if you see someone who's about to violate an Isser, so you're about to mention to him, hey, don't do that. So Teda, and you should know that that's true. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Maisa B'Talmido, Shel Rabbi Meir, Shenichnas L'Achrav L'Beis Hamerchatz. There's a Talmud of Rabbi Meir who went in after him to a bathhouse. Bigesh La'adiach Karka. And he wanted to wash the floors. We're going to learn at the end of the Masechta that back in the day when they had these dirt floors, so sweeping and washing the floors and smoothing out the floors was usur because of bone. You may come to smooth out a mound or fill in some sort of dirt in the floor. You had some halachic issues over there. So the Talmud wanted to smooth out, or I guess here, wash the floors for his Rebbe. So Amar lo in madichin. So he said, no, you can't do that. Lasuch, low karka. He said he wanted to to literally means to anoint the ground, but I kind of like to put some fragrances on the ground to make sure it smelled okay. Amarlo, ain't sachin, you can't even do that. So Alma, afrushe me surah shiny. Apparently, you see that, yeah, Rabbi Meir told him the halacha in a bathhouse, but apparently he wanted to make sure he didn't do an isser, and that was mutter. So Achanami, so too over here, afrushe me surah shiny, so too, to make sure someone doesn't violate an isser, it is mutter. Okay, a little bit further, Amar Avina, Shema Mina, we learn from here, Amavashal Bachami Tverei B'Shabbos Chayiv. We see that again from the fact that Rabbi told him not to do it in the Chami Tveria, but if we're putting in a klisheni, that means if you cook with the Chami Tveria, so you're chayef. You're chayef for Bishul. I said the Rabbi lachar gzera hava. So apparently, because this whole story was after the gzera against going into before at the beginning of the daf of going in for a shvitz. It must be that right that the decree of going into the Chami Tveria. Right, we said that was mutter, that was the end. Right, they said they allowed chametz veria, but they ushered you to going in for a shvitz. Vamalei told the klisheni v'tein, and apparently, right, he said take water from the chametz veria, put it in the klisheni, and use that to heat up the oil. So apparently, right, we see that Rebbe held that it was ushered to use the chametz veria to cook on Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Ain't is that really true?" Amar Rav Chista says. If you cook with a chametz tveria, b'shabes potter. So apparently you see that you're potter. Rav Chisda said you're potter. So Gemara says, "My chayev nami d'gamar." What does it mean when Ravina said you're chayev? Right, again, Ravina said that apparently we see from this story that if you cook in chametz tveria, you're chayev. What's chayev? Makas mardus. So it says you're not chayev. It's funny because usually chayev in the Sefer Shabbos means you're chayev for the malacha midaraisa. Here it means d'gamar makas mardus that you get. That Makas Mardus is Malkus Midirabanan, and that would signify that you are violating a Dindirabanan. So no, you'd be violating Dindirabanan, even though cooking with a Chametz Tveria is not Bishul Midaraisa, but that is cooking Midirabanan. That would be Asur Midirabanan. Okay, just very quickly, alright, we can stay, we can stop here, and we'll go, we'll go by Termez Hashem and the Shas tomorrow. This is where we're going to talk about swimming, and it's related to the previous conversation, but there's a little bit different. We can jump into that. No pun intended. We can jump into that tomorrow.